Seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center, and this is in compliance with sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Oak Road, approximately a half a mile north of Rifle Range Road. The 911 address is 18307 Oak Road in Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1 or agricultural residential.
Excuse me, just a minute, please. You folks, were you here for the earlier case?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been here twice.
Okay. Just wanted you to know we're going to allow it to be heard later on. We haven't disallowed it being heard. So I didn't want you. That's up to you. You can stay if you like or not, but it's still on.
We have made a motion in second and passed to move it to the end of the agenda in case something, an emergency happened and held them up.
We just didn't understand.
Okay. Sorry.
We should have explained.
I didn't think so. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The 911 address is 18307 Oak Road in Bridgeville, Delaware. The zoning district is AR1 or agricultural residential, and the tax parcel is District 430, Map 16, and Parcel 32.08. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a special use exception to enable a proposed increase in the number of children up to 9 in total. We've received to date 0 letters of support, 0 letters of objection, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the applicant here? Please come forward and be sworn in.
And folks, all of you here for your cases this evening, as your case is being announced, you can come forward so you're ready to be sworn in.
That's okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tanya Randolph,
18307. Can you speak up just a little bit so we can catch you on the mic? That's okay.
Tanya Randolph. I live at 18307 Oak Road in Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And you can go up to the podium there, and if you have any exhibits, you can send it down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end of the dais.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine.
A little nervous.
Are you nervous? No need to be. Relax. We're all just regular people. Please explain to us your request.
Okay.
And address the special use standard, please.
Okay. I have a daycare center.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in a bigger place. I was in a smaller place, but now I'm in a bigger place. And they knocked me down from level 2 to level 1. And now I'm asking to be approved to have more children. I'm at level 1 right now, but then they just approved me to be a level 2, but they told me I had to go through zoning to get approved. Okay. To have more children.
All right.
Yes. I had no problems. My neighbors, I've been there 9 years. My neighbors have no complaints. I don't have a fence, but I'm 125 feet from the road.
Okay.
So you know what I mean, and I'm always out there with them.
Yep.
So
okay. Now the question before this board, unlike a variance that has 5 standards, there's only one question before us.
Okay.
And that is, will your requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? Meaning, will it have a substantial negative effect or impact?
Oh, no.
And so, has it?
No.
So far?
I've been doing daycare for 19 years now.
How long?
19 years.
Oh, 19 years. There at that location?
That location, 9 years, and then down the road, the other 10.
No complaints?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
And you don't think more children's going to change that?
No, because I want to help the families. You know, I had to turn people down because I couldn't take
sure.
more than what I'm supposed to.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Any questions for members of the board?
I have an interest in that.
So you were at a level 2
Yes, I was living down the street in a trailer at level two, and level two consists of 6 plus 3 children by myself. But if you get more, then you have to have an assistant. And I moved down the road into a bigger home, and for some reason, they pushed me down to a level one, but they said it was because I have to go through zoning to make sure that I'm...
But you've been there 9 years.
Yeah.
So have you had more children, and they just recently?
No, they just...
So for 9 years, you've had 6 children, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But because of the demand, now you would like to go back to a level two, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am, to help families. And my state licensed people approved me for level two. And they just said, just go through zoning. I'm at level two now, but still at 6. So I had to come here to get approved to do 6 plus 3.
I don't have any other questions. I was just kind of confused on what you were saying.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? I see another Steeler fan, but I don't see anybody in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion, excuse me, that we approve case number 12,271. She's been there for 10 years without any problem or any complaints. So, again, with that, I make a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. So, by roll call vote, Mr. Williams.
Approve.
Yes. Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Calloway?
Aye, for my reasons as stated.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. And you have a good evening. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,272, Patrick E. and Jennifer A. Patterson, seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence, sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Old Mill Road and the west side of Naomi Drive, approximately 140 feet south of Chad Place in the White Creek Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 121 Naomi Drive, Ocean View, and the zoning district is MR, medium density residential. The tax parcel ID is District 134, MAP 12, parcel 1483.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.5 foot variance from the required 3.5 foot fence height for a proposed fence in the front yard of a through lot. Staff would note that we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Jennifer Patterson, 21 Naomi Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Patrick Patterson, 121 Naomi Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How are you?
Good. Please explain your request and address the standards for us.
We're requesting for a variance for fence height against the county road due to the fact we're the only ones that do not have a fence, and people are funneling through our property on bicycles and walking all hours of the night from the restaurants and bars in the neighborhood. So,
okay,
looking for some additional privacy.
So you're looking for a variance of 1.5 feet from the maximum of 3.5 feet, and that would be, I guess, the front?
That's the rear.
It's rear. Oh, you have a through lot.
That is something that's historical based on my conversation with planning and zoning in 2017. As I addressed DelDOT in regards of getting an entrance off Old Mill, I was denied.
Right.
So.
Because you're in the development.
And because you're in the development and your property fronts a county road, then you have what we call two front setbacks.
Right.
And so for 40 feet of that setback, you have to maintain a fence of 3.5 feet, and you're asking for a variance of 1.5 to be a total of 6 feet.
And to change, I would like to change the designation of a through lot, because it's not a through lot.
You can't. Not here.
Right. Where do you do that?
Well, you can, I doubt you can, but if you could, you would talk.
May I show you this letter that I got from Planning and Zoning?
Okay. It wouldn't be addressed here. We're only here for this hearing. That would, you'd need to talk to the Planning and Zoning office.
If it pertains to your fence.
It does.
Then we could see it.
It was just a letter stating that I'd been exempted after I explained this to Planning and Zoning initially. And they understood, because I wasn't permitted to have an entrance from County Road. But I did bring some photos already showing that other neighbors have been permitted variances on the same road with through lots.
Right.
For the fence.
Right. And so the only question tonight is about the fence, mm-hmm. and whether it's a through lot or not, or whatever, it's still considered a front by the county. And therefore, okay. that's why you're here.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you have to address the standards for us and convince us that you meet those standards, those five standards. When you fill out your application, you signed a form that said you understood those. And if you'll do that for us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
So the lot is considered a through lot, and the setback is greater on a county road.
Okay.
So all five of those.
Yeah, you have to address all five standards.
For the record.
Yes.
Okay. The fence is for privacy and safety of being on a state road. People already walk through our lot, and we don't have any trees to protect us. We didn't create the plans originally for the development or the through lot, so we didn't have any knowledge of the issues. The fence does not affect the neighbors' lots or alter the character of the lot or development, and will not affect public safety, health, welfare, or create any such nuisance. If we install a fence less than 5-6 feet.
It's 5 feet.
5 feet, there is no privacy.
How long have you owned the property?
Four years.
Okay. These pictures you got here, these are the fences around your neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On that Old Mill Road?
Yes.
402 and 402A, the Clubhouse Road.
Yeah, we took pictures of two roads.
They're both county roads that are bordering our association.
But the ones in the front, they're in the same order. These are all Old Mill Road, which is the road we're on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
The first two photos, you said?
There's first three, there's four, five, six, seven. Mm-hmm.
And they vary from mm-hmm. vinyl to wood to...
And varying heights.
Up to 6 feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very well. Okay. Are there other questions for members of the board? Okay. And your fence, is it going to be vinyl, wood? What type
wood,
of...
cedar.
Wood, cedar. Okay. Very good. All right.
Yourself, or are you getting a contractor?
I'm a builder.
Yeah. Build yourself. Yes. Okay.
Mr. Sharp, you have any?
How far from the will the fence be from the edge of paving of Old Mill Road?
It's right on the property line, which I understand is.
But you're
permitted.
But the road pavement of road isn't right on your property line. That's no. What he's asking you.
I think it was 25 feet, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't.
Okay. Yeah, the photos look like, if those are your neighboring properties, it looks like there's a fair distance between where those fences are and the road. Is yours going to be a
it's
similar?
The same as the neighbors, yeah. Correct.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I've got.
Very well. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
No. I make a motion that we approve 12,272. I believe the applicants have met all the standards. I am familiar with the area, and it is an older subdivision, and it does create a hardship when it fronts on both roads.
Very well.
Second that motion, Chairman.
Okay, so we have a second, a motion and a second. And so by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons that had been stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairman, if I could just respond to Mr. Patterson's question there that you voted on a